Friends, I was in Super Value this morning and I made a very special discovery. These new biscuits, well, at least I think they're new. Time Out Roundies, they're called. Absolutely delicious. I only buy things like this if they're in special offer. It was a pack of five for just over a pound, so it was quite a good deal. And they're absolutely delicious. Good to get a wee Time Out every once in a while. They're quite thick and a wee treat and quite filling as well. So there you are, just a wee recommendation as far as the biscuits are concerned. Time Out Roundy. Everybody needs a time out now and again, and it's nice to get a little time out. I'm sure some of you know where we're going here. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse number 31. The Lord Jesus Christ says to his disciples, "Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while." Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Everybody needs a time out. There are times whenever we just need to take and to make some time to get away from the things of life, to get alone with the Lord, into a desert place, away from all of the hype and activity and distractions and activities of life in a very busy world, and to take time out to come apart into a desert place, a quiet place with no distractions, and even there take time to rest for a little while. Jesus Christ knows our needs. He knows our frame. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our trials. He knows our temptations, and he knows the needs that we have physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and most of all spiritually. He knows that we're fallen creatures. He knows that these minds of ours, these bodies of ours, and the very souls as well, all need rest. That's why he gives the invitation in the gospel, Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He knows that we need rest. He knows that these bodies of ours are frail. And that's why in the very beginning, God instituted one day in seven to be a day of rest. The Sabbath day, the Lord's day, the day of rest is not a legalistic thing. There's a sense in which we have to honour the Lord, of course, because it's written into the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. But the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the day of rest. That's what Sabbath means. It doesn't mean seventh. It means rest. The Lord's saying, remember the day of rest. Sanctify it, set it apart, keep it special, keep it holy. He didn't institute the Sabbath at Mount Sinai. The day of rest was already in existence. It's a creation ordinance. It's something that the Lord himself did. He rested the seventh day. He took a day of rest. And therefore, we likewise should follow suit. Even Adam, I believe, in his unfallen state, observed the day of rest. How much more now do we need to remember this day of rest? It's good to have a physical day of rest. And God has seen to it that we have that day of rest. And then there are times whenever we need to take and have a little time out, a little time for ourselves, certainly time for our families, and definitely time for the Lord. Maybe that's what you need today. So many mental and emotional and psychological and circumstantial problems, and problems in our homes and our families and our churches, are often because we're burning the candle at both ends. The Bible says it is vain for you to sit up late and to rise up early and to eat the bread of sorrows, and so he giveth his beloved sleep. Jesus Christ said, "Come ye yourselves apart and rest a while." And like somebody once said, if you don't come apart and rest a while, you literally will come apart. I'm just looking for a hymn here, number 656 in the hymn book that we use. Edward Henry Bickerstaff is the hymn writer, and the hymn says this: "Come ye yourselves apart and rest a while. Weary, I know it, of the press and throng. Wipe from your brow the sweat of dust and toil, and in my quiet strength again be strong. Come ye aside from all the world holds dear, for converse which the world has never known, along with me and with my Father here, with me and with my Father not alone. Come, tell me all that ye have said and done, your victories and failures, hopes and fears. I know how hardly souls are wooed and won, my choicest wreaths are always wet with tears. Come ye and rest, the journey is too great, and ye will faint beside the way and sink. The bread of life is here for you to eat, and here for you the wine of love to drink. Then, fresh from converse with your Lord, return, and work till daylight softens into even. The brief hours are not lost in which ye learn more of your Master and his rest in heaven. Maybe that's what you need today, just a time out, a time with the Lord. Come yourselves apart and rest a while. I'm trying to find that biscuit again. Get them in Super Value there. I'm sure other places as well. Time out, roundy. Everybody needs a time out. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening.